But there was a point in the game, and I know we all get this. There was a point in the game where it was pouring with rain, it was blowing with wind, and I had just had ref all through the game, and I just thought, why am I doing this?
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again, and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. My name's Darren Cullum, and I'm affiliated with Somerset FA. And my colleague Richard Mellon, who, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you've just seen his hand reach out towards the camera. I wonder whether you're doing that, Rich. I thought you were going to try and grab me by the throat. Richard Mellon is the technical manager referees at UAEFA in Dubai. Now, just to give you a quick sense of time, today is the 12th of March. It's my brother's birthday today, so happy birthday, Sean. It's coming up to 7:30 on a Saturday evening, and we would never normally record a podcast at this time of night on a Saturday. But we've had to do it because of time constraints between the pair of us. I've come in from a game today, a challenging game today, which we're going to go into, and a challenging game last night, which we're also going to go into. Rich, you've also had a couple of days of good football as well.
Yeah, I've had a couple of days. I had an under-21s Pro League game yesterday at Sharjah. I think it's the third biggest city here in the UAE. And then I had a game today out in the desert at a place called Al Bataya versus City FC.
A game out in the desert. It just sounds so odd.
It's surreal, mate, because when I first came out here, I never expected some of the venues to be where they are. It's literally out in the desert, but going out in the desert, it's like driving on a motorway, and instead of green fields beside you, it's just sand. And then you get to a small town like Al Bataya or Al Dad, and they're one's 40 kilometres away and one's about 60 kilometres away. They're on the E88, et cetera, et cetera. And you get out there and you get to this this facility. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. And the pitches are like billiard tables. I mean, they are so flat, they're so green, and they're so well looked after. It's just
surreal.
It's
unbelievable. It sounds very
it
surreal.
It is. It's weird. Yeah, yeah. It's weird. I took a photograph today, and I'll send you it later so you can see that the surround of us, whilst I'm sat in a small stadium, holds about 5,000. Outside of it, and a small area of other playing fields and bits and pieces and floodlights and that, the rest of it is just desert. Wow, I can't believe it. But there we go.
I can't wait to see the photos of that. So in this particular episode, we're going to have a quick breakdown of two, what I would say, challenging games that I've had in the last 24 hours. So last night, Friday night, was a semi-final in a local league game, a local league cup. And today was, I was running the line on the Tool Station Western League. So let's start with last night, Rich. It was the semi-final in one of the local cups. Two teams wanted to play football, and there was a point, and I'll start with this because it'll help lead you into this, but there was a point in the game, and I know we all get this. There was a point in the game where it was pouring with rain, it was blowing with wind, and I had just had ref all through the game, and I just thought, why am I doing this? What am I doing? And it was, I just had one of those moments for a split second, which is the reason why I called you this morning. We spoke obviously before doing the show, and just to offload, brain dump really. And I thought, well, it'll be a good opportunity to do that on the podcast, because I'm not the only one that's going to be in this boat. And we have good games, we have bad games. And whilst I felt that, you know, I had it fairly under control, I admit that I didn't get everything right, and my headspace wasn't 100% there.
Well, the thing is, Dad, you're not the first referee, you're not the last referee, and I'm one of those referees that's had those days as well. And I know anybody that's listening that's a referee, whatever sport, not just football referees, but whatever sport, all referees have those days when things do not go according to plan. You know, you can't have that perfect game. It's not possible. But there are certain things that contribute to the setting up of a game, the preparation for a game, the way in which you execute your duties and that. So there's lots of things to consider and what could be the background behind it. We had a good chat this morning, and let's just cover some ground so people can sort of relate to the things that you experienced, that I've experienced over years and years and years, and hopefully we can help them, you know, not, you can't avoid these things, because it's inevitable that they will happen. But at some stage, you know, everybody will get to that situation where didn't enjoy that. Mm. I can't put my finger on it why, but I didn't enjoy it.
And that is exactly it. That is exactly how to describe it. Because I, weirdly, I mean, it could, you just mentioned about the build-up to a game. It could have something to do with the build-up. The week, it was quite a long week for me this week. I was quite tired. And it was a semi-final, so I should have been quite buzzing for it. And I wasn't, you know? Mm. So maybe because of that.
The thing is, over years, and go back to when I had my time refereeing, and it's not about my story of refereeing, but related to this this conversation that we're having, we were not full-time match officials in my era. Full-time match officials came in just as my time was coming to an end. So the referees that became the first Premier League referees, and then we expanded the group to assistant referees, and then the Championship referees came on board, and assistant referees, and they're now full-time. In those days of when we had to work as well as referee, and I mean work as a postman, an electrician, a bank clerk.
Your weekday job, basically.
Whatever. Every day working practices, you know, we still had to, you know, go there and referee in the evening or Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, if that's what we did. So the preparation for it had to be quite considered, let's say. I mean, I can remember days when I knew I had a game and I might be traveling from Bridgewater where I worked, and I might be going down to Cornwall, might be going down to South Devon, might be going to North Devon. Now, that was an hour and a half at least, if you go to North Devon, and same to South Devon, further and longer if you were going down to Cornwall or near Plymouth. So what did I do? I was cheeky enough to have a 20-minute kip, half an hour kip in the car, lunchtime. So I felt a little bit more relaxed, fresher, and not fatigued. Not fatigued because of my working day. Not fatigued because I got up at 6:30 in the morning or 7:00 in the morning to go to work for 8:00. All those sorts of things that contribute to, you know, that preparation that you've got to have right. Because for sure, there are demands in life that have increased over time now. So, you know, the preparation that we all have to do outside of professional levels, you know, if you've got a good boss, that is very helpful. That he lets you have time off, lets you leave 3:00 in the afternoon, lets you come in next morning, you know, at 10:00 instead of 8:00, you know, because you get home late, 1:00, 1:30 in the morning from a night game when you've travelled. There's all sorts of things that contribute to the way in which you deliver a game, the mood you're in, because, you know, lots of things to think about. And let me just say, the most important thing that I would say to any referee who's listening to this podcast is never go to football on an argument with anybody in the family. That is the worst upsetting emotional thing that you can have, because that is very, very delicate to you and to your family. And if you've gone out of the front door, slammed the door, had an argument with the wife or shouted at the children, this, that and the other, left them crying, et cetera, et cetera, there's no harmony. There's no harmony, and your emotional stress has already begun. And then you've got to drive down the motorway. You're stuck in traffic for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Tensions build within yourself, don't they?
Yeah. You might be late getting to the ground. Someone you're picking up has not turned up on time. All sorts of things contribute to the stress and strains of a game of football. And it's not as simple as what people think. And this is the same for players as well as the referees, you know. So when you get one of those games, and you said the players were yak 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 in your ear all last night for the semi-final, you know, there is things to consider and why it might have been, you know.
Yeah, and I think my mental preparation for it, I don't think was great. And because of that, I think I wasn't sharp enough last night. I admit that there were certain things that I missed. There were certain things that were missed through the game, which led to a rise in tensions along the way, although I didn't have any key match decisions to sort out as such.
And no key match decisions. That is rare. So there was no challenges in the penalty area.
Oh, sorry. I had two.
There were no shots.
Yeah, sorry. Beg your pardon. Yeah, I had two penalties. Yeah. Two penalties.
You had two penalties.
Yeah.
did you use the sin bin?
I did. Yeah, actually, I used the sin bin.
So you're telling me no key match decisions?
Oh, right. Okay. So yeah. Okay.
Come on. How to play a game down?
Yeah,
how to undervalue the game that is so important to the players and equally important to you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. And that is just it. That's my headspace. That's the way I walked away from it. I had two in the bin last night and I had three yellow cards, I think it was. So
you no key match incidents. Well, Dad, I mean, see, that's the difference in our preparation. My preparation as regards how I know I need to make sure that I don't have those memories that I regret after a game. You know, we all put hand on heart and we self-analyze. We're the biggest critics of ourselves.
Yeah, terrible.
And, you know, we beat ourselves up sometimes and there's no need to. You know, we will have these moments when things are not as harmonious as what we want. They're not as smooth as what it should be. So consequently, we've got to work a little bit harder. We've got to think a little bit deeper, but not too deep that we get distracted. Because at the end of the day, if someone's in your ear, ref, and he's chirping away all the time, comes a time during the game when the ball goes dead. You just tell the thrower to say, hang on there, fella. Let's just wait a minute. I want to have a chat with this number six, number seven, whatever it may be. And call number six, number seven over. If he's not listening to you, call the captain over as well. Mm-hmm. Skipper, I'd like to have a word with you. Number six, just stay close to me. We're going to have a chat here. And then you're setting things up. Mm-hmm. You're expressing yourself as regards, I don't know what you normally get on with, what you say on a Saturday or Sunday, whatever. But you're not going to keep on at me. Because I am not enjoying this game, and if I don't enjoy this game, you're not going to enjoy this game. I will issue sanctions if you keep going.
You say this every time, set them up, and the key words you've just said there. A couple of our colleagues said exactly the same to me today when I had my little debrief with them. Call them over and say, I don't come here to be spoken to like that on a game. You know, I come here to have a game of football. And you've just repeated the same stuff again. And I didn't execute it because my head wasn't in the right place.
Mm, there we go. Okay. So thanks, Brian. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, whoever's been talking to Darren. but Darren, what I'm trying to say to the listeners is this is not exclusive to one referee.
No, of course not.
This is applicable to all referees, whatever sport, wherever you are. This happens to all of us. Mm. So consequently, you know, it's how we deal with it, how we prep, how we arrive at the ground in a calm, nice, cool mood, in good time, and then we get on. You go and say hello to the tea lady, say hello to the groundsman, and, you know, go through some good routines, positive routines. Don't go into the changing room, chuck your bag on the bench and shut the door, and then sit on your own for 5, 10, 15 minutes until someone turns up. That's not good preparation, you know. You need to, you know, be in a good bubble. Mm-hmm. Find a good bubble of people. Find a positive bubble of people. There's always going to be someone there at the club that might be willing to offer you a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Just go in and say, hello, how are you? Nice to see you again. Looking forward to the game, et cetera, et cetera. Hello, ref, do you want a cup of tea? You know?
Yeah.
It happens for all of us, all those simple things. And then you go out on the pitch, you might have your little cup of tea in your hand, up comes one of your mates, there's the guy putting their nets up, doing a good job there, fella, make sure they're nice and tight for me, and, you know, all little things.
Yeah, and the other thing as well is, like we've mentioned loads of times before on the podcast, is to talk about these things with your mates, talk about these things with your colleagues, your mentor, just to sort of help you brain dump, to help you offload, as it were.
Yeah, I totally agree. But the thing is, you say mates, colleagues and mentors, everybody you speak to about it you're mentoring with them, because you're looking for some sort of, what's the word, understanding, empathy, and even sympathy, you know, when you're talking to people. I mean, you know that when we talk, then it's just, come on, what's going on? What's not right? And that's what we talked about this morning.
Yeah.
You know, and when you see Brian and Rob and all the other lads, you know, everybody's got a Brian and a Rob in their life. Everybody's probably got a Richard Mellon in their life, you know, because they need to offload these feelings, these thoughts, these emotions that are frustrating, because that's what they are. They're frustrating. And, you know, and as I said earlier, we self-analyze, and sometimes I think we over self-analyze and beat ourselves up a little bit too harsh.
This is Referees World. Listen online at refereesworld.co.uk or search iTunes for Referees World.